In a world of deception.
I did not say I'll trade you sex for the rent.
Use and abuse like a run-through prostitute.
Only one man's gavel is big enough to tackle injustice.
I've heard enough from you. I ask you plain and simple. That's what it's gonna be in my court.
Yep.
Irresponsible.
I'm just making sure I'm not sitting here losing my mind.
Overruled!
There's justice in court, then there's justice in my court. This is Judge Sapp.
And we got Judge Sapp on the WadeFord.com hotline on the Rick and Jamie Show. Yes, we've gone from A-lister to A-lister, from Jeff Foxworthy to Hall of Famer and NFL network analyst Warren Sapp. Warren, good morning, bro. Thanks for coming on again, man.
Hey, what's going on, you two?
Hey, Warren, I'm going to hit you right upside the head. Is Matt Ryan that guy?
What guy? It depends on what you feel. What's
that?
Feeling,
that guy, Warren. That guy is Brady, Manning, Kobe. Michael Jordan.
Stop! How many playoff wins he has?
One.
Just as many as Sean King.
Sean King.
You are wrong on so many levels for that. But I tell you what, Judge Sapp. Pull out your gavel and kind of just take a look. Okay, you started off beginning of the year, said the Falcons would go 4-12, and that set the Falcon fans off. And looks like you were closer to being right than they were. How do you make hide of hair how we got here, I guess would be the question.
You know what? Very unfortunate situation. Because whenever you're talking about people being injured on the offensive line, no one wants anybody in the tub. You know, but the thing I was looking at was the defense. I knew they were going to have trouble getting pressure on the quarterback. And I knew their whole philosophy before they had trouble getting pressure on the quarterback was, we'll outscore you. And at some point, that just gets old. That just gets old because that's not a philosophy for a football team. That's not even a philosophy for a basketball team. Even if you're in Paul Westfall and you're at Loyola Marymount, you know what I'm saying, oh, running Rebels and all that. That just can't be your philosophy, is that we score more than you, damn the defense.
Right. We got Warren Sapp, a.k.a. Judge Sapp, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Warren, should Falcons fans feel insecure or apologetic if they win the slappy-crappy NFC South?
Never. That punches your ticket for a chance for a championship, and I don't think Atlanta's ever had one of those big, bad parades. I'm telling you, it's not like it. It's not like it. I know the Atlanta Braves won one, and they had a pretty good parade, but I'm telling you, when you're talking about a football organization, that's everybody. That's the secretary, the groundskeeper, the window washer, that's everybody. Everybody is in when you talk about a football team. That's why they came at me when I said what I said. I'm like, I got to deal with them because I know Florida and Georgia is crazy about our football, so here we go. I'm thinking I'll rile it up and I keep it going for a little while, but hey, it is what it is.
And I tell people all the time, you know, every time I see you, you have that look on your face, like, even though you love me, it's like, boy, your team is awful. And both our teams, candidly, are awful. Is it fair to say this, that the reason this division lost its way is because everybody became a finesse team?
Everybody's talking about outscoring people and, you know, we got the Dunkaneers with the big receivers. We're going to throw fade routes all day long and all this foolishness, you know? Yeah, but come on, man. The way you went, the way the NFC South has always been won is you have to hit somebody in the mouth and you have to take what you want. That you just got to play a physical game. That's why Carolina got to where they were. That's how we got to where we was. And how did Atlanta get there again? I keep forgetting, you know.
You're wrong. And you're enjoying that way too much, too, by the way.
Hey, listen, it's just what it is. I love a good rivalry. Whatever you go back and forth, because right now, let's make this official, Jamie.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Cowboy fan. You know, like the people that are yelling at me that are Atlanta fans,
right.
I'm a Cowboy fan, but I'm a Buccaneer and Raider by trade. You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I was put on these squads and asked to be a part of them, you know what I'm saying? So as a fan, I'm a Cowboy fan, so I'm doing pretty good. But as a Buccaneer, I am soaking in misery right now because, you know, Gerald calls me and he's like, you a double team, you know, but I don't see you stopping. And I'm like, there was no stopping. And there's no stopping for you either, young man. To go through the fire, you have to be sharpened by steel. And the great game of football will make you go through your demons to get what you want. I had to go through a veteran stadium at about 27 degrees on a cold Sunday night to go get my championship. That's what this game will do to you. And then it'll strip you of your team, and then you sit there in the middle of defending a title, and you're going to go 7-9. This game is very humbling that we love and enjoy. That's why bringing a championship to a city that's never had one is so gratifying and everlasting.
Yeah, Warren, man.
Got work to do in Atlanta, baby. Everybody in the NFC South got work to do. The Saints going to win this division at, what, 8-8?
Yeah.
No. Warren, you got it twisted, man. The Falcons are winning this division at 7-9. It's already been preordained. And Warren, how can this be a rivalry between the Falcons and the Buck? We're 2-0 against you this year, man. That's no rivalry.
You said against me, and I just made it clear. So I think I'm 9-1? I think you got me one time. I partied in Raymond James North plenty of times. And I love that Mr. Blank is building a new stadium. I almost make me want to just reincarnate and go christen it.
What's the name? What's the new name going to be? Sap Field? Is that what? That was going to be called?
No. It's still Raymond James North. That's just my moniker for it, because we travel well to Atlanta. I've had a lot of good afternoons in that place.
How do they fix this thing? I mean, if Arthur called you, said, Warren, hey, look, things not going well. You know what's going on right here.
Somebody would have called me before the draft, and I would have told them 77 or Hegelman 99 that he was in college. Don't touch that.
Well,
who would you advise that they took with that second round pick, Warren?
What number was that?
It was early second round. I don't know, 38, 37.
I know, that's what I'm saying. What was that, 40, right around 40?
No, they were 30-something. Yeah, it was like, because they were.
It was 30-something?
Yeah, they were 30-something.
You know what? We all revisited the draft. I just watched some foolish people talking about revisiting the draft the other day, and Jake Matthews went 10, and that's a joke. You redo the draft and Jake goes 10? What did I miss?
It's always good when people try to make the arguments for that. But getting back to the
that can play.
Yeah, all right. He's got. Yeah, you just got. He just needs work. He just needs leverage work, technique work.
That's all.
But he got natural stuff.
What it is to play in the trenches, and the only way you get that is by being in the trenches, mm-hmm. and he'll be fine.
Yeah. How would you fix this thing?
One player at a time, one day at a time. I love the quarterback situation, but you have to be able to control the trenches in the National Football League if you want to win games, because you got to be able to rush the passer, you got to be able to protect the passer, you got to be able to generate just a smidgen of a run game.
But so far that hasn't been the case over the last couple of years, thus the crappy record. We have Warren Sapp, the great Warren Sapp, Hall of Famer on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, Warren, I'm ready to split your brain once again. I want to talk Todd Gurley with you. I'm a big believer. Let me just say it this way. The only thing I'm mad at Todd Gurley for is admitting to taking the money. I think if he takes the money and says, nah, I didn't take any money, a la Manziel, a la Winston, he played those four games that he got suspended. What's your take?
You know the guy, when he came at him, he has proof that he took the money.
Right.
Deny, Judge Sapp.
No, just take cash or hand it to my homeboy. I mean, I don't know what happened to these general rules to engaging, these shady characters. Put the money right down underneath that tie and walk off. I mean, hey, it's a bunch of ways to get this done. I mean, you just have to be, bold enough to say it. Hey, put it underneath that rock right there and just walk off. Don't worry about it. I got you. I heard.
I love it.
Put it right there. Put it right there and walk off. put it underneath that rock and walk off. It's a real simple process.
Give it to Pookie. Let Pookie take the money.
What was it, less than $400? Are you kidding me? Johnny Manziel takes money. He's on the cover of Time magazine. It's time to pay the athletes. Todd Gurley takes $400 so he can feed himself or his girlfriend. Or, if you want to go out or whatever he had to do with this shit, gas money, whatever it is. Come on, let's stop this.
But you know what's funny about it, Warren, and this is what it bought, like here in Georgia, it seems like all the teams just, they're a little soft. Monet Davis, you remember the young little girl?
With the fireball. Yeah. Yes, sir.
The NCAA rules the same week that Todd Gurley gets busted that she can keep her money and keep her eligibility. And then they turn around and they hammer Georgia, and Georgia doesn't do anything about it. They just turn over and just take it. I don't understand this passive thing that happens here in Georgia.
Listen, man. I don't understand the whole purpose of the NCAA. I mean, they make judgments, blow in the wind, and this gets that, and that gets this. And come on, stop it. Let's get a uniform system that everybody can adhere to, and we can go out, because the athletes need to be paid. They used to call it laundry money back in the 50s. So, right. I mean, the laundry bill didn't get smaller. Come on.
Yeah, it got bigger.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you watch like 30 for 30, and you see the, you know, like Marcus Dupree story. And they asked the recruiter from the University of Oklahoma, how much do you think it's going to take? And he said, about $150,000. Now, that's in the 70s. That's before the 80s. So you mean tell me, so that 180 they were talking about with Cam is really 1.8. let's just get to the nitty-gritty what we're talking about here. So, I mean, come on, man.
Hey, Warren, I talk about it all the time. Put the money in a duffel bag in a hotel room and get yourself some good players and win a bunch of games. Hey, Warren, we're out of time, man, but you know we love you and we appreciate you coming on.
Players. Let's play them all. Let's have a good time and let's watch it because it's so much fun.
That's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate
man.
You, big fella.
The great Hall of Famer, right, Warren Sapp.
Good luck, Waves. Rise up, Atlanta.
We got a good luck, Braves, on a Warren Sapp. I love it. Always a blast having Warren Sapp on the Rick and Jamie Show here on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game, Just Saying, is next.